You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andrew Shaw available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information on any of the Want Institute services, you can reach me at the office at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. Or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. I also want to advertise, I do offer a donation drop-in ladies group to help ladies answer dating and relationship questions. I offer it on Mondays from 4 to 6 and on Thursdays from 5 to 7. If you want information, you can, again, email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com and I will send you the Zoom link. So tonight we have one of the Dr. Pat Allen trained coaches, Andrew Shaw. Andy, are you available tonight?
Hello.
Hi. Hopefully we'll get some callers. If not, we're going to go over some of Dr. Pat's material. People wonder why Dr. Pat might not be available. She has a hard time hearing, so she's limited on hearing the people call in with the questions. She is still alive and kicking. She lives down in Carlsbad. And she does still have, she is working. She has a ladies group that she's had for the past 3 years. Unfortunately, the ladies stay every month, so there is not any openings. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, hi. Well, is this the Pat Allen show?
This is. We have myself, Sue Wagner, and Andy Shaw on tonight.
Oh, hi. It's John Krosick. I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and you gave me some suggestions.
On your dating profile.
Yes, yes. Actually, now I'm in Manhattan right now on a business trip, but and I have a little bit of a sore throat, so my voice may be hoarse.
We can hear you.
But okay, I followed your suggestions and posted and focused back on online and posted a dating ad on Facebook, a free dating ad. I guess I tried to be brief. Maybe I was a little bit wordy with pictures, but I got a large number of, 143 likes.
Wow.
And actually, I know, and this is from a guy, even though I think I'm actually a good catch.
Okay.
This is from a guy who gets like 2 dates a year when I used to be on Bumble.
Okay.
So okay. 143 is like, and I must have gotten 30 plus women contacting me.
Okay.
Which is overwhelming, which is like more dates than I've ever had in my entire life.
Just be careful. Sometimes there's scammers out there. So make sure that you don't give out money and stuff to these ladies, because a lot of them do there's a lot of scammers out there online dating, so just be careful as well.
Oh, yes. Actually, it's interesting because they came in two waves. And the first wave, which was the week that I posted the ad, I think were a lot of genuine women because they were my ad was I'm 66 years old. That is my actual age. But as you know, I do weightlifting and I believe I'm in really good shape for my age.
Okay.
And I was looking for somebody local to Florida. Because I don't want to text, you know, I'm looking for somebody I could eventually meet and have a long-term relationship and eventually, if things work out, get remarried.
Yeah. Geographically. Yeah.
So I extended it to all of the state of Florida because, but so the first wave of women, I believe, were really sincere.
Okay.
And then during the weekend, nothing happened. And then at 9 a.m. Monday morning, I got a second wave, which were these incredibly beautiful 25-year-old women that had incredible figures and were posing in gym outfits and things like that. And I believe those were a lot of scammers.
They probably could be, yes.
And they tended to follow a certain pattern. So it was kind of interesting.
Have you contacted any of your of the people that reached out? Are you reaching out to them? Because you don't want too much time to go.
Oh, yes. I had, excuse me, a bit of a cold. I actually had a video. Yes, yes. I believe that's what you would advise too, to try and have a video chat or a meeting as soon as possible.
Yes. Okay.
So I had a video chat with one gal who lived across the state, maybe 250 miles from me.
Okay.
But she was very nice and intellectual, but she posted a picture at least 20 years younger than her actual age.
Okay.
And she was obese.
Okay. Yes. Well, there you're going to get some of that too. Were you cordial with her and just say?
Oh, we talked a long time. We talked for over an hour, and she was because she was really into books and history and things like that, and we exchanged books. Yes. Yes. Of course.
Okay.
I won't follow up with her, even though she's a nice person, simply because I have limited time. You know, I can't, I think you advised or somebody advised that if the person isn't a match, not to go on endless texting sessions.
That's right. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, I forgot. Andy, do you have anything you want to jump in and talk to John? Ask him.
Hi, John. Well, first I want to say congrats. Nice job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, and I should mention, I'm very sorry about your situation with the fires. Everybody in the country is concerned about what's happening.
I'm safe where I am. Are you safe where you are, Andy?
Yeah, I'm like 2 hours away.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for asking. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Go ahead, Sue.
No, I wasn't going to say. I wanted you to, because Andy was the one that sent that last email to help you send it through, so it went through from my email. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So, John, what do you want to do next? What's your plan?
Well, I'm going to try with a major online site like Bumble, or I think there's something called the Legacy or the Legend dating, and some of the other paid dating sites.
Okay.
Online. As mentioned, I do have a question.
Okay.
Also about somebody I met actually at my apartment gym.
Go ahead.
I met this gal, and I had lunch with her. She is Chinese. She's significantly younger than I am. I would say she's maybe about 45, a single mom, which actually I like. She is tall, thin. She works out. She is beautiful and in great shape and, you know, does weightlifting and everything. But she only is interested in tennis. Her daughter is on a tennis scholarship, and the only thing she likes to do herself is tennis. I actually brought a Chinese coin from the Ming Dynasty in a book about China, and she wasn't interested in Chinese history. She's not interested in water or swimming or any water-related sports. I tried to talk to her about movies. She's not interested in movies. The only thing she likes is tennis. And then she likes this game that they only play in China. I believe it's called Mahjong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think she wants to find a guy, but is someone like that is not somebody I should really, really try and form a relationship with.
Well, I could say we all have to have our we time or I time, but do you think you could have enough we time where you could share some similar interests? Because you can't have everything in common, but you can share. Like you might be interested in her tennis and then she participates in something you're interested in. Do you guys have a talk about that?
No. I could learn tennis if I had to, but
we don't want you to be a pretzel to move to be into her life. Andy, what would you say? You're a man perspective.
Well, I like the idea of duty dating.
Yes.
I know it's not mostly geared towards women, but
what do you mean duty dating?
Duty dating is when you're trying out dating skills. I'm gonna read this real quick. It's not based on chemistry. It's practicing. While you're duty dating, Dr. Allen recommends you date at least 3 different people at a time for at least 3 dates each, unless they are repulsive, immoral, unethical, or illegal. Or as Dr. Allen puts it, date them 3 times unless they're wearing an orange jumpsuit with a number on the back. And then why the 3 times, 3 dates? Because it takes seeing someone in different situations to really get to know them. You've talked about this woman several times, and I think she's a woman of interest that would probably do you some good. So I think it's worth at least asking the question.
Okay.
Regardless of what she says, yes or no, you've done your part. And that's all I want you to do.
She's a nice person. She cares about her daughter. She sends me pictures of them having dinners and dinners with friends. So she's smart. She's cute. Very cute. A good person.
John, I hear a lot to desire there. I think you should ask her. I think it would move you to at least try.
Okay.
And next time you call, it won't be, I like this girl. It'll be, I've asked this girl out and she said yes, we want a date. Or she said no for whatever reason, and I'll try again later or not.
Okay.
Just do it. You got nothing to lose.
Also, when you're dating, you're to date three people, because if you only date one, you over-focus on them. And it sounds like you're over-focusing on this lady. If you have three ladies you're dating, you get to pick which one is best suited for you, more compatible. You're picking this lady because she's a nice lady and she looks good. But if you don't have a lot in common, I don't know if you'll be able to stay together, because it sounds like it's her and her daughter and then you on the sideline.
Yes, and it isn't her and her daughter. I mean, I have no problem with that. But she does seem unwilling to do anything outside of tennis.
That could be a problem with compatibility. Yeah. But dating her is together.
Pardon?
She eats food. She drinks water.
Yeah.
Like, you have that in common.
Well, that's true. And she works out, which I do also.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need a lot. You just need one thing.
Okay.
I mean,
and also, I'm sorry, go on.
Remember the 51% valuable. You've talked about her multiple times. I think she's at least 50% valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see you ask her out and see where this goes, because I think it's important for your growth.
Okay, I did ask her once. We did have lunch together once.
And what happened?
So,
was it a date or was it friendship?
Pardon?
Was it a date or was it friendship? Or was it stated?
I think it was kind of more friendship. No touching or hugging or anything like that.
Then make it clear you're asking her out on a date.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do have the clump of women that from my Facebook, ad. I've been chatting. I've tried to get rid of the ones that I believe are fake bots and scams. And you could kind of tell what they're like. They have shallow profiles. They want to just chat endlessly.
Yeah. I get it, John. I think the next step is yours, and you have to ask some people out, and then report back and tell us how.
Yeah, ask her out on a date for dinner, and then report back and see what happens. We'll walk you through this.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Sue, and thank you very much, Andy. And I hope and thanks for your help to date. It's
no
been
problem.
Really helpful.
No problem. You're
welcome. Okay.
Call us back. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
Okay. We've got some other callers on the line here coming through, so he was a follow-up. We helped him, so that was nice of him to call us. Again, if you want to call 323-203-0815, Sam at the switchboard will call you back, so please make sure you pick up the callback number and also enter it in your phone so that the call doesn't go to spam. So with that, let's see. Andy, did you want to share anything with the – oh, here we go. Caller, you're on the air with Andy and Sue. Oh, they left. They joined. They'll be back. Again, 323-203-0815. Call us and we'll answer any of your relationship or communication questions.
So, Sue, with your ladies group, do you ever talk about duty dating?
We always talk about duty dating because some women focus on just one guy. And then when you focus on one guy, you try to work to change him, or you try to bend yourself to accommodate him. And if you pick three men, you get a choice to pick which one's best suited for you. If you only pick one, you overfocus. Two, it's either or. Three, you get variety. And that would work for men too. Men should date numerous women too, because this, you know, this young guy, he's got a nice woman, but if you don't have some interest, then and he hasn't even really taken her out on an official date yet and talked about relationships. So they're still in the friendship zone.
Yeah, I think there's some work to do there. That, yeah. This is the second or third time she talked about her.
Yes, he called us last time. I remember he talked about her too. So, my ladies groups, I have some of them that have been with me for 6 months and we've worked through. They've gotten the guys, they've had to terminate, and they've got new guys. Duty dating is getting your skills up so you know what you want in a man and you know what you don't want, and you know how to communicate your boundaries. I have a lot of ladies that are afraid to stand up for themselves, so they get taken advantage of, and then they're stuck in horrible relationships. Well, part of duty dating is don't over-focus on getting into a relationship ASAP. Take your time and get to know the person. They could be a narcissist. They can fool you for up to, you know, up to, a, what is it, 3 months?
I thought a year, but yeah.
Yes, well, things start to come, you know, the first 3 months is the perfect phase. Some of these women, they want to consummate a relationship in a week. And I go, it's very hard to know somebody in 1 week. You might have chemistry, but that chemistry can also mean red flags too, because it's your picker may be picking the same type of men. You're not investigating more on his values or where he's going with his life and how he treats you and treats other people. So that's very valuable. Just don't pick people because they look good, because the looks will always diminish and you have to have something else in common rather than a good physique.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how ugly a person can become based on one statement.
It can, yes, but sometimes the women will stay because he's so good looking. But I don't know. I read in a book somewhere, don't pick a 10. Because you'll be trying to accommodate him, because all the other women will be oohing and ahhing him. Not that that's, you know, that can't be in every case, but pick somebody that you're happy with, that treats you well. That's a good standard. And like you said, date them three times, because one time people get weird. They do stupid things. You know, they put their foot in the mouth. They get scared. So try and date them three times. Unless they're really bad and they say something horrible to you and insult you, but try and date them three times so you can see if the chemistry starts to build with them. So with that, yeah. So I pulled out the answers book. Are you familiar with that, Andy?
I sure am. I have it open.
Okay. Anything you want to go over in there?
Well, let's continue down the duty dating path since we're talking
about that. Okay, the duty dating. Okay, the one thing, the duty, if Dr. Allen has the book, Getting to I Do, it just came out in Audible. You can get it on Amazon. That was printed like back in 1991. So the material is still effective. There's always the masculine and feminine role that's been around since yin and yang. A lot of my women are, one thing I want to go over, the daddy issue. A lot of my women are not familiar with how dads impact their ability to have healthy relationships. They pick a good model and then they always find flaws in him and dump him prematurely and go on to the next. So what Dr. Allen talks about, an absent dad, and he can be absent by being working too much, alcoholic, you know, divorced, or what's another absence? He wants you to perform to be a boy. That can affect you in your relationships. What do you have to say about how the daddy, Dr. Pat calls it the daddy bill, can impact a woman picking her, having a good relationship?
I'm a big proponent of self care and self love. And when you are projecting that kind of stuff on other people, you're asking for nothing but trouble, in my view.
Okay.
I want to look it up too. So what would you say about real dating versus duty dating versus courtship?
Well, duty dating is where you date multiple men. And some women, they feel that some people think they should only date one person at a time. That's kind of limited because you're only giving your options to that one person and hoping that person will fit the bill that you're looking for. We don't recommend having sex prematurely because then women get bonded. Dating is getting to know the man and seeing if you have similar interests, similar values, and going, you're compatible, you know, wanting kids, you know, living in a certain area that you both enjoy. There's a lot of couples that one wants kids and one doesn't. And then they think, well, he'll change his mind or she'll change her mind. That's what we call a deal breaker. You're incompatible. Some women will go along with the flow, even when they're told, nope, I don't want to get married. Nope, I don't want to get kids. They hang around thinking that he'll change. Trust him, whatever he says. That's number one, Dr. Allen says. Listen to what he says, because he probably won't change his mind. And then courting is when the man is courting you to build into marriage, where he wants to see you regularly. You may become exclusive and date only each other, and you're building to be engaged. And what was the other one you said, dating?
Courtship.
That was the courtship one I just said, where you're building.
Oh, the duty dating.
He's dating you with the intention to marry you and build a life with you. He's courting. Back in the time, you know, they did the courting, where he picked a woman and he courted her for the purpose of wanting to be married. So they get to know each other. And those are the only two I really know about, is duty dating and courting. Dating might be just be you're just dating to have fun and you don't want anything serious, and you might want something serious. You're just out there seeing what's out there.
You asked about the daddy bill earlier. I was looking at Staying Married and Loving It.
That seems to be a big one with a lot of ladies in my group. A lot of them don't understand what happens with the effects of their parents, both either mom or dad.
Yeah, so like in this scenario, what they're talking about in this particular paragraph, it's page 100, it was about I told Dan that if his wife wouldn't touch him or talk to him, she's power playing him into a bill-paying daddy who doesn't get his needs met in the marriage and doesn't get to negotiate them either. So that's been my experience. And it goes on to say, be brave. Don't let her intimidate you. Use my communication techniques to speak to her. If she won't talk, move out of the bedroom. If that doesn't work, ask her to go into therapy with you. But if she refuses to have sex, to talk honestly, or to go into therapy with you, you should leave her. So I don't know what other circumstances might be a daddy bill, but those are my experiences where it's kind of an all or nothing, and there's no room for, it's not a win-win.
Yes.
Quickly.
Well, I just got a note from Sam. Apparently there's callers waiting. There's a problem with the switchboard. If you can hang up, you have a question for and then call back. Okay.
Hi, yes, I do. Thanks for taking my question. You guys have been so helpful, and I've called a few times regarding my situation. I was looking into getting into a business, and then I found someone that was kind of mentoring me and me under his wing. Uh-huh. You remember? Okay.
Yes, I know. Signaling him, and you always never connected right.
Yeah. And he would say things like, you should be my assistant and partner in crime, right-hand person. And then I lost my job. So I have time now. And he really, we've been hanging out and we kind of confessed, you know, that there's an attraction there. And I met his parents and I met his family. I actually stayed with him during the fire. So he kind of hosted me for a little bit. And that was great. And I'm doing all the Pat Allen stuff because he would say things like, oh, it's like we're married already. And I look at my left hand and I'm like, well, I don't see a ring. I'm like, there's no, I'm following all the Pat Allen rules. But my question now is with this whole he's okay. He actually likes that I'm not working, and he's okay with that. But he wants me to help him too, which is fine. I don't mind working with him. But my friends are saying, you know, if you're going to do a job, you have to get paid or else he's not going to value you. But then if he wants me to help him, then I kind of have to follow his lead, right? Or like, what?
Well, yeah. Are you guys, let me ask you something. Are you in a relationship or are you just being friends?
I think we're, I mean, that's still kind of, I think
you have to make, you have to ask him. You could make the appointment and go, where I have such a wonderful time with you. However, are we in a relationship or are we building? What are your thoughts? You have to, you're assuming because you're hanging out and having a good time, but that's mind reading. We don't know where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Need to get verbal clarification from both sides. And you may have to be the one to ask him, what, where are we going? Are we building a relationship or, you know, I like you, do you like me? Are we, and find out where you're really going.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Cause I do bring that up and I let him kind of take the lead. He's a little shy and he's like,
but
well,
he doesn't,
I thought I was
hear you, dear.
Hmm.
He doesn't, but I don't hear him answering you.
I know. I mean, it's only been a few weeks and the fires kind of rushed us a little bit, which was nice.
Are you guys kissing? Are you kissing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you better decide if you're going to be, if your boyfriend, ask him, I had another woman. She said, I have something I want to talk to you about regarding the status of our relationship. Is this a good time? Then you stroke him. You know, I love spending time with you. You know, during the fires, we spent 24/7 together and I enjoy, you know, we have, I see us being compatible. However, I'm not sure of our status. Are we in a relationship? Are we just dating? Are we friends? Are we building? What are your thoughts? Give them four examples on what you think you're in.
Okay. Okay. So then if I were in a relationship with him, I would be able to basically work as his assistant under that title?
Well,
or
if you're in a relationship, you better, do you want it to be monogamous with nobody
yeah.
else? And do you want it building or do you just want to continuously date? You know, when you date somebody and they want to have sex, you ask about exclusivity, monogamy, and where you're going. Are you having sex with him?
No. He knows I'm not going to have sex with him until I'm engaged.
Well, but we don't even know if you guys are building to be engaged.
Yeah.
You haven't consummated or talked about anything.
Right. And we brought this up yesterday about courting. And he's like, yeah, I absolutely, you know, he does take me out to eat and stuff, but it has been fast. And the fires did, because of the fires, I met his family. And I was with him and we were like playing house a little bit, but it has been from that mentor mentee dynamic. It shifted only at the beginning of this year, which was 2 weeks ago.
But dear, you could be friends with benefits and enjoy each other's company. There's no, I don't hear any status.
Yeah. So with status, I could help him. I could be an assistant.
Well, he may say, I'm not ready for a relationship, but I like what we're doing now. And then you're going to have to decide if that's good.
Oh.
Yeah. Also beware that if he's not saying we're in a relationship, you're not.
Right.
Anything but a yes is a no.
Right.
He met as a mentor and you guys like being together. That doesn't mean you're in a relationship. It could be a friendship with a little extra benefits.
And he brings that up. He's like, I thought we were, you know, I thought that was assumed. And I'm like, we can't be assuming things. We can't be starting out assuming
things. Well, what's he assuming?
That we are together.
But he just brought it up and said, hey, I assume we're together.
Oh, well, he talked to my dad and then my dad was like, oh yeah, who's this friend? I'm like, he thinks we're friends. And he's like, what'd you tell him? And I'm like, well, what should I tell him? I think I also told him, like, I'm giving you a shot at the title. And he's like, I thought I already had the title. I thought I was.
No, dear, he's being a little evasive because he hasn't really said
yeah.
it. And men,
I know,
they have contracts. He's going a little bit around the loop by not physically saying it. Oh, I assume we are. That's not saying yes, we are.
Yeah. So after 2 weeks, I can be a little bit more stern on that.
I think you could do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you can do it on day one.
There's no, why wait 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Because you'll be afraid and then you'll watch him and assume that we are in a relationship again.
So, okay. So then I can kind of use the fact that he wants some.
No, dear, you can't assume. You keep going. I keep hearing words that you're playing off of what you're watching him do.
Yeah. Well, I guess
there's no words coming out of his mouth that say we are in a relationship. You're saying he likes spending time with me. We're together. That's not a relationship. Not until you both agree. It's called a contract.
So once that is established, then it's okay for me to help him out with his project.
Then you can. You can say, that's up to you. I wouldn't mention that you'll work for him if you're in a relationship because he may want free help.
Yeah, I remember a couple talking about how if you talk business and pleasure all throughout the house, there's no distinction between the two. So what they would do is they would designate like a corner of the house. And when they go in that corner, they're talking business and business only. Everywhere else is personal. Okay. Otherwise, the two will mix.
Because if you talk business while you're trying to build a relationship and you jump back and forth, you diffuse the intimacy of attraction.
Yeah.
You need one masculine and one feminine. And when you're talking business, you're both masculine.
Yeah, it's his business. I would just be supporting him with whatever he needs, I guess.
But dear, you don't even know if you're in a relationship yet.
I know.
I'm hearing that you want him so bad, you're bending into a pretzel.
Yeah, and then he says things like, well, you met my parents, you met this.
No, dear, anything other than a yes is no.
Yeah.
Okay, I know people that have been to parents' house for a year and the guy still hasn't committed. And they're just waiting, assuming they are, but he said no at the very end when he went.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt.
No, go ahead, Andy.
I was just thinking, have you ever read the book Living with a Passive Aggressive Man?
Is he passive aggressive? I have it and I started reading it.
I would suggest you finish reading it because I think it'll help you answer some of these questions.
So he's acting passive aggressive?
I don't know that he is. I just know that I'm hearing passive aggressive, but I'm not a therapist and I'm not, anybody with a license. So I just know that I highlighted most of that book. I'm dealing with my last relationship and it helped me a lot. And I think you'll get some of the answers inside that book based on what you're going through right now too.
Okay.
I'm not hearing any firm answers.
We're not saying he's that bad, but there's part that I have to flag you that you're not communicating your wants and not wants. And you're just watching his behavior, trying to figure him out. And that you have to stand up and know what you want and not want. And to be able to communicate and see if you're both going to the same place.
When you're reading that book, you might look in the mirror a few times and go, am I doing that? Crap.
Yeah. Because I thought I wasn't supposed to ask for more, better, different.
But dear, you're playing house.
I know.
And if you're playing house with the man, you're off the market with other men. He hasn't chosen you as his woman.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous for women to think that, to assume they're in a relationship when the man hasn't said, I want you and nobody else can have you.
So what's my script?
You're to make an appointment to talk about the status of our relationship. Then you stroke him. It's been so great all these months that I've gotten to know you. I think you're a great guy and we're compatible and we have a lot of similar interests. I'm just confused on where our status is. Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? Are we dating? Are we friends? I want to know where we are and what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And if he says, well, you should know, that's a red flag of passive aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is hard. Okay.
I think he'll say, well, a lot of times the men say, let's just go with the flow. And that drives women crazy.
How do I respond to that?
Let's go with the flow and see where it goes. Well, it's going the way it's going right now. Nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Can I add something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm gonna read you, a couple paragraphs because that's what I like doing. This is from Man's World, Woman's Universe. It's page 84. It says, just as we all become potty trained or else we cannot go to school, so too we all must train our speech and behavior. Even when we are feeling emotional. Once you've done this, you can cut down the chaos and clear the way for smooth, complementary energy communication. In a covenant relationship, surrendering some of your rights to be respected or cherished will facilitate your ability to work through problems with less conflict, competition, and confusion. Disciplining your speech and not acting out is a sign of a mature adult. I advise and use as a pledge the yin man or woman to never ask for more, better, or different love, affection, time together, or sex, because these must be freely given by the yang man or woman as gifts, not obedient service. 51% valuable means enough time, enough sex, enough love, and enough affection is being given to warrant staying in the relationship.
Okay.
So I think you need to figure out where what enough is.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the line? Hey, and if you've never done the relationship contract, highly recommend you do it for yourself. Are you the feminine or the masculine in this relationship?
The feminine, yeah.
Okay. Then have you ever done one?
No.
All right. Then list out what you don't want and what you do want. And then for each one, kind of draw a line of where your deal breakers are.
And, there's an example of a relationship contract on our website, drpetallen.com. There's a video, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. Dr. Allen teaches that.
Okay.
You can watch it.
He's also asking if I'd be willing to move in with him and all these things.
Well, dear, you better find out if your bed is
I know.
When does he want to be married? Because you'll move in and you'll be a free wife.
Right. I told him no, not until I'm
But
engaged.
Dear, you told him no, not until you're engaged. But we don't even know if you're in a relationship yet.
I know. Okay, I'll clear that up tonight.
And do it respectfully. And don't do little Mickey Mouse things trying to, get him to, sometimes women, we try to talk to them and make them kind of behind the loops. Be straightforward with your communication.
Whatever he says, accept it. Don't argue. Don't beg. Yeah. Don't do anything else but say, I accept that.
Okay.
And then you'll know your answer, whether you want to work for free or not.
Yeah, that's another.
Because we only argue with people. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We only argue with people we're building with. If we're not building, there's no point in arguing.
Yeah. Okay. And then the work for free part is another challenge that I would have to sort through.
You know what? Let's find out if you're in a relationship and if you're building and if you're both looking for marriage and what kind of a time frame. He may be wanting marriage in 10 years and you may want it in 2. You've got some communication to do here. You guys are just like each other and you're just going with the flow, and it's perfect for him.
Ah.
You're the one calling, upset. What do I do?
I know. Yeah.
You can do this. I know it's hard, but you can do it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'll do it tonight, and then I'll have more.
Yeah.
I want to go to your Monday drop-in.
Mm-hmm. Well, send me an email, and I'll send you the Zoom link.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to say something?
Info at drpatallen.com. Yeah.
Okay.
Andy, you were going to say something?
Well, I lost it, whatever it was.
Okay.
And the fact
thank you so much.
The fact that this guy isn't pushing for sex means that he may not want to be in a relationship because he knows that might change the dynamics and you might want more from him. So
no, he is. He is pushing for sex.
Oh, he is. But you said, but you didn't ask about, are we monogamous, exclusive, or head in continuity? Continuous?
I did. And he said, I thought we were, but then I said, I'm not having sex until I'm engaged.
Okay. So, well, but, and what did he say? But we don't know his time frame. What's your time frame for engagement? Are you willing to stay with him for 10 years with no sex?
No.
Well, then there's no boundaries there either.
Yeah.
Boundaries are how we heal.
Yes. Because when you say, I'm not having sex till I'm engaged, you have to give him a time frame. I'm not comfortable having intercourse till I'm engaged, and I'm wanting to be engaged within the next 2 years.
And also be prepared if he gets to engage in ring that night.
Yes.
That night. That's what he said. He's like, do you want a ring right now? And
never
you
know.
Say, that would be nice.
Yeah, that's true. I'll say that next time. That'll be nice.
I hear a little bit about you not expressing your wants and not wants for fear that he'll not like him and go away. You're kind of making yourself a zero.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm allowed to say, like, because I'm not.
You're allowed to say everything from your feeling centered.
Okay.
This doesn't feel good. I don't know where our status is. You're using Dr. Allen's be a female as being a zero doormat. That's not what that means. Female energy talks from her feelings.
Yeah. Okay.
Not let the man walk all over without any kind of description on where you're going.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Because I feel like I'm putting up a lot of boundaries and I feel like I'm being a bit demanding because he brought up living together and I said, not until I'm engaged.
But you only go halfway.
Oh, okay.
You don't say, are we in a relationship? Are we building?
Okay.
Where are we going? You're not negotiating a future.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, but we'll be glad to have you come back next week.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Good callers. We had a little technical difficulty. Sorry, anybody, if you couldn't get through, we'll be back next week. And I just want to say thank you, Andy, for being here. Next week, we're having Patricia Eltich. We're going to rotate between Andy and Patricia so you can get a man's point of view and Patricia. She's a relationship coach as well, but she specializes in dream interpretation. So I want to thank you, Andy. You want to say anything to the audience?
Thank you. Thank you, audience. I wish you all well.
Thank you. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.